Says Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A lawsuit filed against a number of governmental departments by organizations including the American Psychiatric Association and Age United argues that the rule runs contrary to the Affordable Care Act and will harm patients by resulting in higher costs for those with medical conditions. Hiding behind fake profiles on Facebook and LinkedIn, a group linked to North Korea solicited information technology work, then stiffed its subcontractors, Wall Street Journal investigation has shown. Techniques replicated more widely could be bringing millions of dollars in hard currency into the country. Modern batteries need cobalt. Apple, VW, and others still include in their supply chains the owner of an African mine where workers produce the metal without shoes or safety equipment in the Congo. U.S. law enforcement agencies are probing Danske, Denmark's largest bank, over allegations of $150 billion in money laundering flows from Russia and former Soviet states, according to a person familiar with the matter and documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. Paul Manafort, Trump's former campaign chairman in 2016, who was convicted of 8 counts of conspiracy, is the latest to cut a deal to tell all he knows in exchange for pleading guilty to 2 counts that could get him 10 years in prison. In a triumph for the special counsel, Manafort was at the center of the Trump campaign and his detailed insight into another target of federal prosecutors, the network of lobbyists and influence brokers seeking to help foreign interests in Washington. The Global Early Adolescence Study by John Hopkins and the World Health Organization of children 10 to 14 years old in poor urban areas in 15 countries and gender norms were remarkably similar. They find whether in Hanoi or Shanghai or Baltimore, you get the messages of girl vulnerability and girl weakness and boy strength and boy independence. The police started evicting protesters from 60 tree houses in what remains of a formerly vast forest in western Germany, moving cranes and backhoes into a strip of ancient woodland where activists have lived for years on the edge of a growing open-pit coal mine. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.